Speaking from the Senate floor today, Feingold said despite reports of a downturn in violence across Iraq, it still remains at unacceptable levels. The Wisconsin Democrat said with the death toll of U.S. soldiers nearing the 4,000 mark and sectarian militias infiltrating the ranks of the Iraqi police force, working to end the war is in step with what most Americans want. Feingold added that the problem isn't just situated in the immediate region.
Maintaining a significant U.S. troop presence in Iraq is undermining our ability to deter Iran as it increases its influence in Iraq, becomes bolder in its nuclear aspirations, and continues to support Hezbollah.
Feingold said while Iran benefits, the U.S. takes the hit in terms of finances and casualties. He says the legislation would permit funding for operations against al-Qaeda, providing security for U.S. government officials, infrastructure projects, and training Iraqis. His request to have the measure put up to the Senate for debate and vote was objected to by Missouri Republican Kip Bond.
Retreat and defeat may be politically popular with some, but this kind of poison pill does great injustice to what our American volunteers have done.
Feingold wanted the measure to be discussed before the Senate considered a supplemental spending bill just passed by the House. Feingold calls that bill weak in that it doesn't do enough to end the war, and now plans to make the Feingold-Reed item an amendment to that bill. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.